Another day of controversy underscored in a dramatic way how extensively opposition to the port's issue crosses political lines and how difficult it will be for President Bush to avert more political damage from the matter. Dubai Ports World has agreed to delay its actual management takeover at ports in New York City, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Miami, and New Orleans to allow for a new 45-day review period. Critics accuse the Bush administration of failing to thoroughly investigate potential national security implications of the deal, a charge key government officials strongly deny. Appearing at a House of Representatives hearing, Deputy Treasury Secretary Robert Kimmett reiterated the government position that the deal was thoroughly vetted.
In contrast to some accounts, this transaction was not rushed through the review process in early February, nor was it casual and cursory.
Michael Jackson is Deputy Secretary in the Department of Homeland Security.
We had an adequate amount of time, a fully structured and resourced review of this matter.
The officials faced tough questions from lawmakers asking why aspects of the port's deal and questions about United Arab Emirates' policies toward Israel, among other issues, did not trigger a more exhaustive initial review. Republican Congresswoman Deborah Price says she's troubled by administration statements about the need to balance security concerns with the need to maintain global trade.
To me, and to many Americans, that statement implied that there are aspects of our nation's security that must be sacrificed at the altar of free trade. That is something that I fundamentally reject.
Opposition Democrats are trying to portray the port's issue as another example of what they call secretive Bush administration management and neglect of homeland security concerns. They devoted a weekly strategy meeting to the port's issue, after which Congressman Ed Markey had these comments.
It's part of a pattern where, whether it be chemical plants, nuclear plants, cargo, airlines, the Bush administration has allowed the industries to decide how much security is provided for the American people, rather than having our government decide how much security they need.
Government officials strongly deny such allegations and insist the port's deal received an intensive review by a special multi-agency committee on foreign investment. James Glassman of the American Enterprise Institute calls the intense reaction to the port's deal out of proportion to the possible risks involved.
It has almost certainly damaged our relations not just with the UAE, but with Arabs and Muslims and others disposed to support American policies and values. That damage could hurt our overall national security efforts and threatens to disrupt capital flows to the United States at a time when those flows are desperately needed.
However, Congressman Peter King, the Republican chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, expressed skepticism about what he calls changing stories from the administration. Senate Republicans Wednesday joined Democrats in urging Congress to scrupulously review the ports deal. Olympia Snow is a Maine Republican.
Obviously, we're all deeply troubled by the national security implications of this transaction, particularly because it was not given the highest level of priority, was not given the highest level of consideration by the highest levels of leadership in our government.
Officials told lawmakers that after the new 45-day review of the Dubai Ports World deal, a report will be sent to Congress. But Democrats want the Republican-controlled Congress, as part of an effort to assert oversight powers, to pass legislation placing a hold on the management takeover and formally ordering a 45-day review. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.